Blog Talk Radio.
This is Super Bowl 50, the 50th anniversary of the NFL here, celebrated here in San Francisco. A lot of people are disenfranchised. They're disenfranchised, the homeless, the overtaxed, homeowners, a small business. A lot of people are not enthused about this, and also the way the Board of Supervisors, as they're called, our local aldermen or city council, made a deal where San Francisco picks up part of a substantial part of the cost. Although people like San Francisco's Kingfish, Willie Brown, says, "Oh, San Francisco is going to make a lot of money on that." We shall see. Everything that San Francisco has done in this bread and circus environment, the America's Cup, the soccer thing, and a couple other things that they've done, have all cost the taxpayers, and nobody knows who is, you know, no, the media is not telling people who's paying for this in this transformation of San Francisco. People are seeing Ed Lee, who said he wasn't going to run for mayor, but got talked into it. He didn't even live in San Francisco. He lived in Oakland, if these records are accurate. Anyway, he's increasingly seen as a Nero type, where his administration has offered bread and circuses, movies in the park, in the middle of wintertime. Can you believe that? All kinds of diversions, entertainment diversions, yet there's rampant political corruption at City Hall. We have politicians who are involved with male prostitutes, pornography, pedophilia, drug dealing. One recently died, the late and unlamented Rosario Anaya, who was a school board member for San Francisco, but she lived in another county and was involved in all kinds of vote fraud and HUD fraud. She was connected to a major Bolivian cocaine trafficker, and of course the records in Alameda County Courthouse were not publicized here in San Francisco's media. We had to go over there by chance. Anyway, these are some of the things that are going on, and of course what's happening is businesses have been closed, the buildings have been torn down, even buildings which had architectural history, rare history, such as the AAA building at Van Ness and Hayes. This was torn down by this real estate developer from Bermuda. We don't know where he got the money. Anyway, they're building condo after condo. It's become a place called Condo Gate after all the controversies that are involved in the building permits, mysterious Greek fires. A Greek fire originated in ancient history where the Greeks invented a weapon which consisted of tar, which was ignited and then hurled at the enemy's ships in a naval battle. In modern times, Greek fire was used to describe a mysterious arson for a business that was in trouble or was failing. It was very popular in Chicago and among the Greek restaurateurs. Not all Greeks are arsonists, but there seem to be a lot of this, and we seem to be seeing much of this, more of this in San Francisco and in Berkeley, where, especially in San Francisco, where people are living in low rent or low rented apartment buildings, there are mysterious fires. And so when these people have to leave because of the fire, the building owner has to rehab the building, and he raises the rent, and guess who moves in, or who he thinks is going to be allowed to move in, and that are these white privileged techies. And the people who formerly lived there paying low rent are out on the street or looking for other accommodations, which are increasingly hard to find in San Francisco because of the transformation of San Francisco into a playground for wannabe rich real estate racketeers and white privileged techies. Among these white privileged are the bicycles, this zero vision or vision zero crowd who claim that they don't pollute because they're riding bicycles, but they forget or they ignore the fact that their tires are made of rubber, which grows on trees and has to be manufactured using fossil fuels. The steel and the aluminum on those bikes have to come out of the ground. They have to be melted using fossil steel and have to be fossil fuel, excuse me. The rubber and the plastic all has to be manufactured and shaped so they can put their fat butts on the seats and drive their bikes or ride their bikes with one hand while they're using their cell phones or texting. This is what's going on. It's municipal anarchy increasingly, and this is why the current mayor, Ed Lee, is seen as a kind of Nero. Emperor Nero, when he decided to transform Rome, there were mysterious fires in the low income or districts of Rome for the poor people, and he was going to redevelop while he fiddled. And of course, we're seeing this here in San Francisco, although it's done on a different level. And so, people to get them to ignore what's really going on, we have these bread and circuses movies in the park during wintertime, these music festivals, and of course, who's paying for it? And of course, now, because of the high security, we have airplanes flying overhead to ensure that there's no terrorist attack. Hopefully, there won't be. You never know, though, with these terrorists. And also the fact that because of the heightened security and the personnel needed to enforce the security, cars have been diverted from major thoroughfares. People who are trying to come to work are delayed because their access to streets has been blocked off. And this will go on for the next week. Some people are praying for rain. We shall see what the weather is like next weekend. And also the drug dealers in the last Super Bowl that was played here with the 49ers, the drug dealers did a land office business. We have some video of some of these. One place where all of a sudden these people who claimed to be sick and had cancer suddenly were well enough to go to shop for marijuana. Just as an aside, we just had the apprehension of these three thugs from the Orange County jail, and one of them was an Iranian. He was believed to have served in the U.S. Marines, if you can believe that. Another was an illegal alien who was supposed to be deported back to Vietnam, and another one was also this kid, 20 years old, another Vietnamese gang thug. But anyway, the Iranian was involved in the kidnapping of a drug dealer down in Southern California. I think it was Palm Springs. And what they did was they scoped out his business, went to his home, kidnapped him, brought him out to the desert, tortured him with bleach, and then cut off his penis. And to add insult, they took the penis with them, and this guy is without his genitals, because he wouldn't give them what they claim was the riches that he made from the drug dealing. So, and the guy's still in the hospital. His name has not been released. So talk about, what's her name, Bobbitt. This was even worse. But this is the kind of people we're dealing with. And this Vietnamese kid was supposed to be a murderer. And the other one, we don't know what he was. But this is what's going on. People feel increasingly disenfranchised. And this is why Trump has tapped into this. He may be a bit extreme in his language and his method of coming across. He's not an Obama who's going to ooze his way, or a Saul Alinsky, who was a major con man, worked for Al Capone when he was younger, and used some of Al Capone's tactics in Chicago. And when he came out here to San Francisco, operated out of 82nd Street, and also died in Carmel, one of the richest areas of California. So this is what we're going through here. And people who come into San Francisco or even to California, this is what you should need to know. If you are if you have a car and you're using the club, add a electronic alarm system. This is what more and more people are doing. The club can be broken. I speak from personal experience. I had a car 4 days, had a club on it, no electric alarm. It was stolen. Other people have experienced the same thing. There's a way to break the club. Now what people are doing is using, not only who have the club, also have added an electronic system. Do not leave valuables in plain sight. Even your trunk can't be safe. They'll break in the trunks. Watch out for bicyclists. Increasingly, the bicycles are involved in auto and truck burglaries. Also, they'll run you down in the street and tell you F you if you yell at them or tell them the rules of the road apply to them. There's this influence peddling that's going on, that bicycle lanes are being put in areas where low-income and ethnics live and are working. Their parking spaces are taken away for bike lanes and for these rental cars, which you can rent by the hour. So it's economic racism that's going on. In the 60s, after the Summer of Love, people who came here from around the world, there was an environment of friendship, fun, and fraternity. We had the Hate Switchboard, which helped people, which I was a volunteer at. And today, given these phony hate crimes, you can't speak ill of somebody who's abusing you or who's trying to put the make on your kids in the schools. This has happened. Kids are afraid to take showers in the public school system because they've been raped. What's going on in San Francisco is there is a malaise of fear, loathing, and contempt. People are just disgusted with it, and those who can move out are moving. Now, also, El Chapo, one of the things that has been ignored about El Chapo, the Mexican major drug dealer, is that there are women who are major international drug dealers, and one of them was this Rosario Anaya, who came from Cochabamba, Bolivia, which is Cochabamba, good name. It's the cocaine area of Bolivia, and it's the Medellin of Bolivia. You know, I've heard of Medellin, Colombia. Now, we talked about last week was Australia week. And a term in American English is kangaroo court. The origin of this phrase is from the gold rush days here in California, where the world rushed in. That's the name of a famous book, which is very good. Anyway, Australian miners who went into the mines, and Americans also have gone to Australia to mine gold. That's an aside. Anyway, there was a lot of claim jumping and theft and all kinds of things that went on. So what happened when the miners caught somebody who was accused or whom they accused of claim jumping or stealing or whatever, they would encircle him and then jump up and down and make noises like a kangaroo. And that's where the term kangaroo court comes from. We now have that here in our language, especially in the judiciary language, where a court is stacked against a plaintiff or a defendant. And this has happened. This is another thing. We have kangaroo courts here in California, and especially in San Francisco, involving heterosexuals who are involved in, quote, hate crimes against gays, politically connected gays. Yet these politically connected gays who molest, mutilate, and murder people, young boys. They try to cover this up, unless a priest is involved, Roman Catholic priest is involved. That's the con that's going on here in the city. Now, we're going to try to start on time since it is February, and we will have, we're getting some new videos to put up on Amicus Veritas YouTube. So we're going to end with our usual, excuse me, politics and poker. And still got this bloody cold. And also, I would recommend that you go to our YouTube site, and it'll probably be up later this week. And so we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Really, we started late, we apologize, and we'll try to start on time on Wednesday.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Toss your five. Pony, up to you.
Okay,
Johnny, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
I'm fine.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight. Possible flush.
And how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we can make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, how to bet,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Harris raised.
Madam.
Little trade, good as gold.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
Peter Paul Brazola. We'll be back Wednesday. We'll hopefully start 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Stay safe. Okay.